Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, September 27th, if my calendar is correct. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which is, of course, the headquarters of American Free Press. And today is the day that American Free Press, the weekly newspaper, goes to press. I was down there at the office helping Jim Tucker and the folks hopefully get together a paper that you're going to find interesting. I've got a couple articles in there this week, one on this frenzy surrounding President Ahmadinejad, and one, a review of the new book, Is the Israel Lobby, by Mearsheimer and Walt. That difficult topic that we're not supposed to talk about. The headline in that story in American Free Press, though, points out that people are now talking about the Zionist gorilla in the room, the 300-pound gorilla. People are talking about it, folks, and that shameless, shameless Purim fest that took place in New York City on Tuesday. That's what it reminds me of, folks, a Purim fest, you know, the Jewish holiday where they get drunk and celebrate and bang pots and pans and celebrate the slaughter of 75,000 Persians, that is, Iranians, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it was up there in New York City the other day. Nothing more than that, a Purim fest. And you know what's interesting? What's interesting, folks, is that even this issue of the Forward, the highly distinguished Jewish newspaper published in New York, has an editorial basically surrendering, basically admitting that the Jews, led by their leaders in the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, that is the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, that organization represents probably dozens of Jewish organizations representing probably millions of people, their leaders exposed to the world that they are not tolerant people. Forward says, the pity is the people of New York had an opportunity to show the world the true face of the man, that is Ahmadinejad, but we flubbed it. With the whole world watching, we could have put our democratic values on display. Instead, we put on a display of undisciplined rage, and the Iranian leader was given an opportunity to cloak himself in the mantle of victimhood. We could have confronted the Iranian leader with crowds of demonstrators representing a cross-section of Americans, Jewish and Gentile, black, white, and brown. Instead, we chose to rise up as a Jewish community, insisting on proclaiming our identity and our special pain. We emphasized the specific and extreme danger that Ahmadinejad's Iran presents to Israel. We called him a new Hitler. In so doing, we separated ourselves from the global community that fears Iran. Instead of reminding the rest of the world that its fears and ours are the same, we shouted that our fears are distinct. And then they go on to admit, Ahmadinejad is not Hitler and Iran is not Nazi Germany. Interesting, folks. In Jewish newspapers, they're making these admissions. In the same issue of the Forward, famed Israeli geostrategist, political science, and military authority Martin Van Creveld says that Israel can live with a nuclear Iran, that Israel is really not threatened by Iran. And yet, folks, we saw this Purim fest in New York City. This demand by the organized leaders of the American Jewish community that the United Nations, the United States, and the world knock off Iran. And that's exactly what they're demanding, folks. They want to use your tax dollars to do it. When we come back, a little bit more commentary, and ultimately, we will go to the phone.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to this network because you need to. This is the only independent radio network out there that's trying to challenge the Zionist-controlled mass media. So, you know, when you have a spare dollar to donate, why don't you donate it to Republic Broadcasting? Not a bad idea, folks. You know, when we went to the commercial break here a moment ago, I was a little bit angry, not at you, the listeners, or at RBN, or anybody in particular, but I was shuffling through the paperwork here, and I just got thinking of how damn mad the situation in the world today makes me. And you know, folks, I had a pipe in my mouth, and you know, I bit down on it. I could have broken my teeth. I certainly may have done some damage to this beautiful old pipe that belonged to my late father. Very expensive pipe, I might add. He had some extravagant tastes at times. But in any case, folks, the point is this, though. We should never allow our enemies to make us so mad that we engage in behavior that backfires upon us. You know, sometimes we got to hold our tongues, and sometimes we've got to, you know, pull our punches, you know, and never get too angry, or else you might just break your teeth biting down on a pipe. I don't know. There must be some moral to that story. I know Abe Foxman would have said it would serve me right if I'd have broken a tooth thinking about his criminal activity. Well, the time has come. Something eventually will be done with these criminals who are trying to get us into these needless wars. And If there's anything I'm certain of, it's that. Well, you know what you didn't hear about in the mass media, although it was published in the New York Times? Dr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, spoke with religious representatives. Well, everybody that is except Jewish religious representatives. People from the American Friends Service Committee, a Roman Catholic priest who is editor-in-chief of the Jesuit Weekly America, a Canadian Anglican, someone from the World Council of Churches, and someone, I thought this was very, very interesting, from the Mennonite Central Committee. And at this meeting, Albert Loeb, the executive director of the Mennonite Central Committee, said, quote, "We mean to extend to you the hospitality which a head of state deserves." Contrast this gentle man from the Mennonites with these hounds of hell. I don't even want to call them hounds because I like dogs. These parasites, these hookworms, these writhing hookworms that were in the streets of New York City. Compare the Mennonites to that. You know, I knew a lot of Mennonites when I was growing up. They're very kind, decent people, very gentle people. I knew a fellow, the late Ken Lehman. Ken was a conscientious objector during World War II. He just died a couple years ago. As a high school student, he and his wife, Lucy, who was one of my teachers, encouraged me to speak out. And you know what a lot of people didn't know? This would come as a shock to many of my friends in high school and some of the other teachers. And guess what, folks? Ken and Lucy Lehman, wonderful people, were also very big critics of Israel. They shared my views on the problem of Israel. And Ken was a Mennonite, as I say, so I'm pleased to see that the Mennonites once again showed what dignified people they are by extending hospitality to Dr. Ahmadinejad, in contrast to these hookworms who put on this show. Well, you know, as I say, folks, you can find truth even in garbage publications like the New York Times. And here's a little item from a editorial in the Times today. They say, and this is the New York Times speaking, ladies and gentlemen, "We fervently wish that Mr. Bush and the American Congress had listened to Mr. El Baradei," that's El Baradei of the Atomic Energy Committee with the United Nations, the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy, Association Energy Agency. He said, "We fervently wish that Mr. Bush and the American Congress had listened to Mr. El Baradei in 2003 when he said there was no evidence that Iraq was rebuilding its nuclear weapons program." Now, that's interesting, folks, because, again, this points out that those who claim today that there was bad intelligence, we talked about this in the show the other day, those who claim today that there was bad intelligence that caused the Democrats, for example, to go along with the Bush administration and the attack on Iraq, those who say there was bad intelligence are either liars or fools or unread folks, uninformed folks, people who don't know how to cut through all the crap, pardon my French, all the crap that appears in the mass broadcast media. I recall very specifically, ladies and gentlemen, a couple days before the United States, on Purim, no less, the Jewish holiday of Purim, that a couple days before that unnecessary invasion of Iraq on that day, that Mr. El Baradei was quoted in the Washington Post as saying there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So there was good intelligence, folks. There was good intelligence. And now you see the Democrats doing this funny little dance over the issue of the American presence in Iraq. You know, the grassroots Democrats of this country put the Democrats in charge of Congress in protest against the Iraq war, but now, for the most part, their leaders, with the notable exception of Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich, and to a certain extent John Edwards, are still playing the game. They're really doing the bidding of the organized Jewish community in America, which makes up this powerful entity we call the Jewish lobby, which does dictate our foreign policy. And you know, Congressman Jim Moran, a tough-talking ex-boxer, an Irishman from Virginia, he's refusing to apologize for saying that AIPAC's a very powerful lobby, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Jim Moran is refusing to apologize. And if you read between the lines in the newspaper reports here in the Washington area and in the Jewish community newspapers and other places where they're paying attention to what Jim Moran has said, it's very, very clear they're going to go after him, ladies and gentlemen. They're gonna try to nail Jim Moran. How much you want to bet the Justice Department opens up some sort of investigation of Jim Moran? How much you want to bet they try to do a trafficant on Jim Moran? Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Duncan Hunter, Republican congressman from California, the ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. You know what he has done? He has introduced legislation called the Restoring Patriotism to America's Campuses Act. And guess what? He wants to bar Columbia University from receiving any form of federal assistance because they hosted the speech by Dr. Ahmadinejad. This guy, Duncan Hunter, he ought to be run out of town on a rail. Talk about interfering with academic freedom. This is the same scheme that the late senator, former senator Rick Santorum tried to dream up. And don't forget Sam Brownback, that wonderful conservative who's running for the Republican presidential nomination, once suggested setting up a tribunal, ladies and gentlemen, to investigate college students and college professors who were heard muttering unpleasant things about, guess what, Israel. Any American academic, any American teacher who continues to support Israel is a traitor to the cause of academic freedom. Because this country and its lobby in this country, in our country, is trying to destroy our tradition of freedom of expression, freedom of academic thought. We need to call our teachers and college professors on the carpet and demand that they speak out against Israel and the Israeli lobby, because they could be next. We need to press our academics on this, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. Interesting story in the New York Times today, which you definitely need to check out, folks. It reminds me of the legends of the Holocaust. There's some lady by the name of Tanya Head, a rather stout woman, featured. Turns out that this lady, who's been running around telling very sad and dramatic stories about her survival at the World Trade Center, and she's been a leader among the survivors and so forth. It appears as though she's an absolute 100% fraud. I'm sure you can check this story out in the New York Times on the internet. Do a Google search for this woman with the unlikely name of Tanya Head. Her name is spelled T-A-N-I-A-H-E-A-D. I haven't read the whole story, but folks, it appears as though virtually everything she's told time and time again is one big fat lie. Sounds like a lot of these Holocaust survivors are with these extraordinary stories. All right, we are going to a break. We have some callers lining up. I have a couple more things I want to go through, and then we will go to the callers.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, returning on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to apologize to our big-bellied listeners out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I made a reference to this peculiarly named lady, Tanya Head, who was telling extraordinary stories, evident lies about her survival of 911, and I referred to her as a very stout lady indeed. Well, folks, I happen to be a very stout gentleman indeed, so I guess I reserve the right to make comments about others who share my problem of waistline enlargement. So don't take it personally. I don't like to judge people by their looks. That's one of the worst things you can do. Some of the nicest, smartest people I have ever known in the world have been some of the most physically ugly people I've ever seen. And quite the reverse. Some of the most beautiful people I've ever seen have turned out to be real monsters. So, again, I apologize. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there. So, apology from one stout person to anybody else out there who has that same problem with the waistline. Well, interesting article by Chris Hedges, a former foreign correspondent from the New York Times, talking about the special relationship between the United States and Israel. And I must read you these closing paragraphs. I wish I could have written this. He says, the political cost for those who challenge Israel is too high. That is, for people to do it. This means there will be no peaceful resolution of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It means the incidence of Islamic terrorism against the U.S. and Israel will grow. It means that American power and prestige are on a steep, irreversible decline. And I fear it also means the ultimate end of the Jewish experiment in the Middle East. The weakening of the United States economically and militarily is giving rise to new centers of power. The U.S. economy, mismanaged and drained by the Iraq War, is increasingly dependent on Chinese trade imports and on Chinese holdings of U.S. Treasury securities. China holds dollar reserves worth $825 billion. If Beijing decides to abandon the U.S. bond market, even in part, it would cause a free fall by the dollar. It would lead to the collapse of the $7 trillion real estate market in the U.S. There would be a wave of U.S. bank failures and huge unemployment. The growing dependence on China has been accompanied by aggressive work by the Chinese to build alliances with many of the world's major exporters of oil, such as Iran, Nigeria, Sudan, and Venezuela. The Chinese are preparing for the looming worldwide clash over dwindling resources. The future is ominous. Not only do Israel's foreign policy objectives not coincide with American interests, they actively hurt them. The growing belligerence in the Middle East, the calls for an attack against Iran, and the collapse of the imperial project in Iraq have all given an opening where there was none before to America's rivals. It is not in Israel's interest to ignite a regional conflict. It is not in ours. But those who have their hands on the wheel seem determined, in the name of freedom and democracy, to keep the American ship of state headed at breakneck speed into the cliffs before us. Very disturbing. Very disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. And Bush wants an increase in the war funding. My God, this madness. What are we going to do about these people? Well, a funny little note to close on before we go to the callers. The United States Navy is going to spend $600,000 of your tax dollars to adjust the roof of a 1960s-era barracks at the Naval Base Coronado near San Diego. It turns out that the design of the building from the air looks like a great big swastika. And the Anti-Defamation League in San Diego has objected to the shape of the buildings. We told the Navy this was an incredibly inappropriate shape for a structure on a military installation, said Morris Casuto, regional director of the ADL. He says, however, that the ADL doesn't think there was evil intent to the structure's design. Can you believe it, folks? Can you believe it, folks? They're going to spend $600,000 to alter the design of this building's roof because it looks like a swastika. My God. These criminals in San Diego, they're the ones who are working with a character named Andrew Allen and another character named, well, I'm not going to name him on the air tonight, but Andrew Allen arranged the illegal SWAT team raid on the home of Liberty Lobby founder Willis Cardo through an ADL operative in the San Diego Sheriff's Office. A deputy sheriff named Tim Carroll. Andrew Allen was the guy who set in stage the illegal takeover of the Institute for Historical Review, which was then used to stage the lawsuit that destroyed Liberty Lobby and shut down the Spotlight newspaper. Andrew Allen is a punk, ladies and gentlemen. And if my sources are correct, you can find him tied into some real intrigue, some real scandal. I wish Andrew Allen would sue me. I know that he wouldn't. You know why, folks? Because if he sued me, we'd get into his intrigue with the CIA and the Mossad. Andrew E. Allen, San Francisco. His company is Belvedere Realty. He's been with the ADL. I guess they don't like that swastika look in those barracks. All right, we'll go to the callers when we come back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, thinking about Abe Foxman and San Diego office of the ADL and swastikas, kind of, I just have to comment, I don't like the fact that Abe Foxman's name is Foxman. Foxes are cute little animals. Nothing cute about Abe Foxman. I should refer to him as Abe Hookworm Man from now on. But that's hard to remember, so I'll probably just continue to call him Abe Foxman because that's the name we know and despise him under. Speaking of swastikas, you know, Abe Foxman would really be horrified to see several pictures I have on my living room wall. Over the past couple years, as you know, I've been privileged to travel quite a few places in Asia. And, you know, swastikas appear all over in Asia in various religious temples and so forth. So I have three or four pictures of myself standing before swastikas at some of these places. Actually, I should make copies of those pictures and send them to Abe Foxman. Let him put those in my ever-growing file at the ADL, a file that I'm proud exists. All right. Well, let's go to the calls. We have Joe waiting patiently in Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up. Hello, Joe. Joe in Pennsylvania, are you there?
Yes.
There you go. All righty.
I've heard a little. Well, first let me preface this. I was watching Glenn Beck tonight because, as much as neocons like Daniel Pipes would like people to believe, I don't want to believe that a bunch of psychopaths are ruling the world. It doesn't comfort me, and I do want the truth, no matter what it is. But I was watching his show today, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He was talking about Lee Bollinger and the whole thing with Ahmadinejad and Ahmadinejad's treatment at Columbia. And what I found interesting was that Ahmadinejad gets attacked like this by them, and that this Glenn Beck says that, you know, the American media is right, and all the other media, like the BBC, that is saying, you know, this was a little bit out there to attack him like that, they're all wrong. All the media in all of the rest of the countries are wrong. I just find that ridiculous.
Well, that's a mindset these people have adopted, and unfortunately, you know what they're doing? This is what's sad about it, Joe, is they're playing on American, basic American patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is say, well, you know, the hell with the rest of the world. We're Americans, and we're great, and everybody else is bad. And, you know, that's the most most vile exploitation of a good instinct in the American psyche, patriotism. You know, for years, patriotism... Mm-hmm. Patriotism was unfashionable until on 9/11 they decided to make patriotism the means whereby which they were going to pursue the New World Order using American blood and money to do it. You know, I can just, you know, I've never heard Glenn Beck, but I've heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cut from that same cloth as all these horrible pieces of garbage like Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly and Hannity and the whole gruesome gang.
Right, and what's interesting is that I think he's on CNN, which is interesting because everyone complains about how CNN is so liberal, and yet he's a neoconservative.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. You know, you can't help but turn around today. You hear more neoconservative voices in the mass media supporting the Bush madness and supporting Israel, and what liberal dissenters there are out there are relatively quiet because they know that they cannot speak out on this issue of Israel and Israeli manipulation of U.S. foreign policy because they'll get in trouble. There's only one commentator that I know of in the mass media and in the major media, and that might be there are a couple people, but Maureen Dowd, who writes for the New York Times. You know, I used to think of her as kind of a liberal dimwit, but I tell you what, Maureen Dowd to me makes much more sense than most of these so-called conservatives that in the past I might have identified with.
Well, one more thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, go
quickly.
Ahead.
When I was watching this Glenn Beck, it cut to a commercial and it says, "Do you want to hear Glenn Beck's views on Britney Spears and Paris Hilton?" And I couldn't help but want to turn the channel almost immediately. Once again, they're using these distractions to fool us, and I'm just sick of it, Michael. And I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah, they are trying to distract us. And you know, last night I pointed out on the program talking about the situation in New York with Ahmadinejad, the Washington Post, I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating, the Washington Post actually had the audacity, maybe I should say chutzpah, to say that Ahmadinejad distracted attention from the nuclear issue. No, it wasn't Ahmadinejad that was distracting attention from the nuclear issue. It was these Israeli organizations on American soil who were yapping about the Holocaust and who were yapping about, yapping about Ahmadinejad's supposed comments about Israel. No, Ahmadinejad didn't do it. But, of course, you know, we are accustomed to lies from the mass media, and that's the way it's going to be for a long, long time till we break up these big media companies and maybe maybe in the end we'll get the last laugh. All right, thanks for your call, Joe.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike Piper, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good, good. Joe just brought up Glenn Beck, so I got to ask, is he Jewish?
Who is that?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn, I don't think that he is.
Someone said he was, and I didn't think so, but it's possible.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I could be wrong about this, but it strikes me that I remember reading some reference to him being a Mormon. Now, I could be wrong about that. Don't quote me on that, but I don't think he's Jewish. I mean,
okay.
and it really, in this case, it doesn't matter because he is just as bad or worse than some of those others I mentioned. And Bill O'Reilly is an Irishman, and Sean Hannity is an Irishman, and I don't know about Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh. I've heard some rumors about his ethnic persuasion. I know people who knew him fairly well. They say he was not Jewish, and yet I've heard other people say that he may be part Jewish. I do believe he's married to a Jewish woman, but again, that really is neither here nor there because they are doing the bidding of the Jewish lobby. They are doing the bidding of their media masters, such as Rupert Murdoch and so forth. You know, they know what they're doing. They know where their bread is buttered. They are traitors to America. They owe their loyalty to this entity called Israel. And like I say, one day there will be a reckoning in this country.
Yeah, that's right. I was just curious about that point. I wanted to talk about, did you see how Michael Scheuer punched Bill Maher and the Zionists in the mouth the other day?
Absolutely, yes. That comment by Scheuer was very, very interesting. He said, and I need to get that exact quote down, but he said basically that no American life or no American dollar should be expended on behalf of Israel.
Oh,
and I don't think I'm misquoting him there.
No, that's right. That's right. Actually, I'm going to go watch it probably tomorrow again. I was literally hooting and hollering as he was saying it, and it was amazing how Bill Maher was just like, he was just taken aback. Like for the first time, he didn't know what to say.
That interesting? Bill Maher, who is unflappable, and I've always found Bill Maher very entertaining.
Right.
I think he probably does a service in some way, but, you know, on that particular issue...
Right.
Bill Maher just, his whole world crumbled before the entire world. It was very, very interesting. And that excerpt is circulating out there on the Internet. And if people haven't seen it, I strongly recommend they see it. And I suggest that people pass it on to their friends, people do a transcription of it, send postcards out, let everybody know that, you know, here's the man who is the CIA's leading expert on bin Laden, and here he is publicly, well, bashing Israel for all intents and purposes.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I have liberal leanings, and pretty much I agree with everything Bill Maher says. I love the guy. I mean, I've gone to his comedy shows. I mean, I absolutely love the guy, but he frustrates me when it comes to Israel because he does a 180 on his beliefs just because he's half Jewish. And
yeah. Exactly.
And, I mean, he was just like, he even said during, as Michael Scheuer was speaking the truth, he said, like, well, a lot of us find that offensive. And Michael Scheuer's like, well, sir, that's besides the point. The fact is, Israel is hurting us and bringing out more terrorism. And then afterwards, they brought on the panel, and they had Salman Rushdie, some musician, and they had Janine Garofalo. And the first thing Bill Maher said as they started the panel session was, so who else found that as insulting as I did? And everyone was quiet. And then Janine Garofalo speaks up and pipes up and goes, actually, he's pretty accurate there. He's like, I think we in the United States portray the Palestinians very negatively. And I think our support for Israel is unwarranted. And Bill Maher took another shot. He was just
he couldn't believe it. And you know, I think she's a very gutsy lady, considering the fact that she's a Hollywood actress.
Right.
You know, and her and her livelihood depends upon the Jewish titans of the Hollywood community, which, as we know, Hollywood is not owned by the Arabs, as one of the famous internet patriots said the other day. Hollywood is owned by the Jews.
And, you know, I mean, that's what I said to my friend as we're watching. I'm like, there goes her career, right, when she said it. But I was cheering her on. And another thing I wanted to say is, you know, I think the left speaks out more on this issue. Not all of them. I mean, most of them are quiet on this issue, too. But more so than the right does on this issue of Israel.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question. I believe on this show, now I remember you're of Iranian descent. Did you
right.
not mention that your family is of the Baha'i faith?
No, we are actually my parents are Zoroastrian, which is an ancient
I tell you why, because I actually thought of you earlier today when I read this article. I was thinking you had said you were of the Baha'i faith. There are actually Iranian Baha'is who met with Ahmadinejad, with those other religious groups like the Mennonites, and they took great issue with the way the Jewish community was treating Ahmadinejad, saying that the best way is to engage Ahmadinejad and engage Iran and work for freedom of expression and freedom of religion among oppressed minorities in Iran. And I think that's very, very interesting. You know, these are sensible human beings. They're not troublemakers like those who conducted this circus in New York the other day.
Well, you know what, Mike? I got to disagree with you there. Being an expat and hating the current regime, these guys are really thugs. And I know the American media says it to bolster Israel, but as an Iranian American, let me tell you, these mullahs over there, I was just talking to a guy at a bakery, Persian bakery, the other day. He was here 5 years, and he was saying how in college one of his professors was a mullah, and he was telling the students, you know, who he knows are anti-regime, he was telling them, you guys are kidding yourselves if you think you're going to change this government. He's like, we are riding you like donkeys. I mean, those religious mullahs there are raping that country.
You know, I tell you something. I'm glad you brought this point up because, you know, this is the thing. My personal view is that I don't believe, you know, I don't agree with a lot of the things that Ahmadinejad does in Iran or what the real rulers of Iran do any more than I agree with what the Red Chinese do or in the old days the Soviet Union. But I guess my feeling about this is that, you know, we're not perfect here in the United States, number one. And number two, I don't think that it's any business of the United States to tell any other country what they should or should not do to the people within their borders. We can say something about it, but to try to enforce our standards on other countries which have different political and ethnic cultural differences from ours, you know, that's not our job to do, just as we would object if the Red Chinese came in here and started trying to tell us how to treat the American Indians or the blacks or whoever, you know, name your minority. So that's my opinion on that. You know, it's people, if you say the United States, here's the problem. If you say the United States shouldn't go to war against Iraq, people say, oh, well, that terrible Saddam Hussein killed his own people. Or if you say America shouldn't go to war against Iran, people come back and say, oh, well, he does terrible things to the people over there. Well, you're going to find virtually every other government on the face of the planet doing terrible things to people within their borders. And if we start, you know, trying to separate the good from the bad, we're going to find more bad than we are good. So that's just my little editorial comment.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't like U.S. interfering either. I prefer the people start their own revolution. But the mullahs are not going away, and they will mow everybody down if they have to, because they're going to remain. They're crazy. The Shah, at least, with all his shortcomings, he had the heart to leave and not kill everyone. He could have stopped that revolution, the Shah. He could have mowed everybody down.
That's true enough.
The mullahs will mow everybody down. Because, hey, they're representing God, and these people are donkeys. So anyway, I'll let you get your other call.
All right. Appreciate your call, Mike, as always. All right. We have another Mike aboard with us. Mike from New York. Come on up.
Hello?
Mike, are you there?
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine. Thanks, yourself.
All righty.
Yeah. What a story that was about Mrs. Head. Or Miss Head.
Oh, you saw that article in
Yes, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the barefaced effrontery one would need in order to carry this scam off for the past 5 or 6 years is amazing.
Well, but you know why she was able to do it? It's because Americans have become, you know, Americans were so, I don't want to say brainwashed by the events of 9/11, but you know, It was all turned into a kind of situation where that kind of behavior fell right into place and people were ready to buy it. Mike, hang on for the
Okay, we'll do.
All right, this is Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up this hour. We have Mike from New York aboard with us. Stay tuned, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. Tomorrow night, folks, well, first of all, I must tell you today that one of our listeners called the American Free Press office today, and he made a donation, not to American Free Press, he made a donation of $500 toward the No More Wars for Israel conference being held October 12th through the 14th. Tomorrow night, folks, I'm going to tell you how you can make a donation to help the No More Wars for Israel conference, and how that donation, how you can write that donation off on your taxes for this year. That is, if you want to make a donation of $500 or $1,000 or, folks, maybe even $10,000, if you need a tax-exempt donation for your taxes this year, I'm going to give you information as to how you can make such a donation, and you'll want to get your pen and paper handy, ready tomorrow night, and I'll tell you all about it. Mike from New York is with us. We're talking about this lady.
Yeah, Mike?
Tanya Head.
Yeah, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, this woman, she claimed to work for Merrill Lynch, okay, which was a complete lie. All the newsrooms and the press had to do was call Merrill Lynch, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think she was a Puerto Rican, which, I'm not picking on Puerto Ricans, but this reminds me of another Puerto Rican broad, back in the late 80s, I believe. She was running the New York Marathon. I believe her name was Marie Perez. Anyway, she came in first place in the women's group in record time. You know, everyone's going,
okay,
like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, blah, blah, blah. The only problem was she hadn't even broken out into a sweat. So they got to reviewing the tapes. They apparently have cameras like at the various mile markers.
Right.
Anyway, she disappeared off the tapes about 4 or 5 miles into the race in Brooklyn, reappeared on the tapes a couple of hours later, sprinting into Central Park into the final lap. Now, here's the thing. There's a subway stop right outside of where the runners enter Central Park.
Okay.
I think you can draw your own conclusions.
Yeah,
from that.
Well, this is, yeah, you know, there are always going to be people who, you know, who will tell these stories, you know, for whatever twisted purposes. Apparently, this woman, Tanya Head, didn't make any money directly. She didn't file any legal claims or anything like that. But nonetheless, she cut her own little niche in the realm
exactly.
of 911 lore, and it turns out it's all a lie. And, you know, I tell you, this is the thing. This is what most people do not realize, that this is what has often happened with some of these people who are Holocaust survivors or painted as such.
Absolutely, because they accused John Demjanjuk,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, that was a complete, you know.
Yeah, this is the thing. People don't understand this. They think that these things are isolated, but, you know, when it comes, and I'm not saying, of course, that people, the Jewish people and other people didn't suffer during World War II,
sure.
But there's an extraordinary number of people who have told stories about what they supposedly witnessed
correct.
In World War II that they could simply not have witnessed.
Correct.
So it's...
Mike, very quickly, website, therealrudy.org, therealrudy.org. Great expose on Giuliani.
Oh, excellent. Very, very good.
TheRealRudy.org.
He's a bad, bad man. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Well, you know who we couldn't bring up tonight is Jim from Texas, but I'll bet you Jim will be with us tomorrow night, and I'll look forward to it. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening in. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for your good support for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you can make a donation to RBN, please do that, folks. Helps keep this network operating so you can hear the good programming.
With recent